Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of The Journey of Hope. Glad you could be with us today. The Journey of Hope is a podcast that's especially designed to address the issues that men and women face after incarceration. Man, we got a great show for you today. Lynn Zhang is going to be our guest today. What an incredible story of overcoming adversity she has. And I hope there's something you can find in her story that you can use to apply towards your life as you go through reintegration and you meet adverse challenges. We'll be back with Lynn right after this. My name's Rodney Mathers, and you're on The Journey of Hope. Send me some mail. You can always catch me at mathersrodney@yahoo.com, mathersrodney@yahoo.com. Drop me a line. Hey, everybody, and welcome back. My guest today is Lynn Zhang. She's going to talk to us about her book called Grow to Your Fullness. Hi, Lynn. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing super. We're glad to have you here today. And one of the things we like to do here on the Journey of Hope is have you tell us a little bit about yourself so that we get a good idea where you're coming from. Tell us about you.
Great. Sure. Frankly, I think I was born to be a dreamer. I usually dream a lot. Dreaming actually is the main theme in my life. And they are my driving forces to live out each day with passion, hope, and meaning. And dreams actually are the rainbows of my life. I was born, grew up in a small village in China before 80s. At that time, poverty was around. We didn't have milk, no bread, even no meat. Wow. I actually ate wild vegetables, sometimes chilies. You know what? However, I was rich in dreams. The beauty of the nature, such as twinkling stars, silvery moonlight, radiant sunrise, flowers in season, brought me so many beautiful dreams. I remember as a little girl every year, I dreamed to have a beautiful shirt, especially at New Year time. I didn't dare to ask because I knew my parents had no money. But that didn't stop me dreaming. Many times, I just closed my eyes, picturing I put on a fan-made silk flowery shirt.
Wow.
One summer, I think it's when I was 12 years old, my father miraculously brought a piece of silk fabric home. My mother actually turned it into a beautiful shirt for me. I remember I got so excited. I put it on, immediately ran out to show off my shirt to my friend.
Right.
And that's not enough. I danced in the yard for so long. And when I grew older, my dreams become bigger and broader. I ever dreamed to be a scientist, to explore the mystery of the universe. At another time, I dreamed to be a doctor to help people in sick.
Uh-huh.
I also dreamed to be an author to inspire people, transform souls. One day, when I heard that there is a country called America, it's a beautiful country, and people told me it's on the other side of China. I thought, oh, it's under my feet. Actually, one night, I had a dream. I traveled through a long, dark tunnel in the earth, came to the other side, touched the hill of a giant America. Then I wake up, it's a dream. Now, I'm living in Philadelphia area with my husband and daughter. I came to America in 1996 in pursuing the dream from my childhood.
Wow.
And I also earned an advanced degree in mathematics and computer science.
Wow.
But, yeah, it turned out I got much more than I dreamed. The most important, I became a person of faith from a person who didn't believe in anything. I believe in God, who started everything, my life, my dreams. Ever since, I dream bigger and impossible dreams. Professionally, I'm a data scientist. I'm not sure you know or not. A manager of an analytics team. What I'm doing every day, analyze tons of data. We draw valuable insights from data and turn those insights into actionable, profitable business operations. After work, I usually read, write, deliver motivational messages. I really love to draw deep philosophies from people's stories. I want to use these philosophies to empower people to achieve their maximum. My life mission is to help people, business, to grow their best, their fullest, make the world a better place for everyone to live. That's about me.
Okay. Well, what a great story, and congratulations to you on all that you've accomplished. That's wonderful. Now, in your book, you talk about four steps to help you reach your potential. Can you tell us what some of those steps are?
Yes, sure. Let's start a quote, actually, from one of the best writers in 19th century. I think his name is Oliver Wendell Holmes. He said, the biggest tragedy in America is not great waste of natural resources, but the waste of human resources. Because average person goes to his grave with his music still in him. What he means, each of us have the best music or the best talent within us, but we don't use them in our lifetime. Personally, I believe everyone is born with a unique talent, regardless of their gender or race. I would like to think everyone is a valuable seed planted by God with infinite intelligence. Each person has unlimited potential. We are responsible to live out our potentials, achieve our best, fullest in life. Personally, I also understand it's really hard for most of the people to live out their best. That's the reason I wrote the book, developed a four-step roadmap, Grow to Your Fullest. Try to help people. First, life without a purpose is really meaningless. Without a vision, it's aimless. Vision is a picture of our future life. Purpose is its meaning. It tells why we should pursue that picture. Without a purpose, usually people lack passion. Without a vision, we are like a blind, only walking, circling around where we are, reaching nowhere. So in order to achieve our best, we have to find our passion, destination in life. Once we find them, we find our mission. Because I think mission is the purpose plus vision. That's the first step to find our life mission.
Okay.
So what should we find? I think we couldn't find from ourselves. We should start find our life mission from God. We have to find it by earnestly calling for God, constantly sending tweets to him. And he said, believe, seek, you will find. And he also claimed, I mean, Jesus the Lord, I have come that you may have life, have it to the full. This is the first step.
Okay.
Okay, once we find the life of the mission, the next step, we need to start a journey to fulfill our mission. However, on this journey, typically we will face two types of obstacles. Mm-hmm. The internal ones and the external ones. The internal obstacles usually from ourselves, such as self-egos, eyeglasses, conceit, cynicism, fear, jealousy, pride, procrastination. So step two is to conquer ourselves. And it's like a seed with a hard shell where a new life sleeps in it. The seed has to break out its shell first before the new life sprouts up. To live out our fullest, we have to broken first. It's like a baby bird has to break out its eggshell to get out, to grow, to fly.
Right.
Yeah. I also like a saying, I don't know who said that. If you want to conquer the world, you have to conquer yourself first.
Absolutely.
So this is the second step. I understand that the process of self-brokenness is not pleasant at all. It's really full of pain, risks, but it requires courage, perseverance. But it's very important that it's, we can't skip that. Once we overcome ourselves, the next step, I call step three, is to overcome the problems from the world.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you, such as a bird, you get out of the shell, you come out to a world, this world, there is sunshine. Also, they have storms. They have green pastures. They also have desert opportunities and problems.
Mm-hmm.
So step three is to overcome the barriers from outside world. That includes all kinds of roadblocks, setbacks on the way.
What would be some
rejection.
Of those? Well, okay. All right.
Okay.
Rejection and what else?
Jealousy.
Oh,
criticism.
Yeah.
Distractions, temptations. So this is the outside. You can name it. How can we overcome this? I want to use a really little story to tell people.
Okay, do that.
So, once, let me tell a story. Once upon a time, a donkey fell into a deep well. The owner couldn't pull it out, no matter how hard he tried. Sadly, he decided to bury it alive. He shoveled the dirt into the well. It fell on the back of the donkey. Immediately, the donkey shaked off the dirt and stepped on it and stepped up. The more dirt the man poured in, the higher the donkey rose. Finally, the donkey went out of the well into a green pasture. So people's criticism, rejection, that's like the dirt fall on us.
Yes.
Like the donkey, we should turn all these kind of roadblocks into step stones to reach the top of our life,
dream.
Yeah. So we have to conquer all this before we are able to really bud, bloom, and bear fruit.
Mm-hmm.
This is the step three. once we overcome ourselves, overcome the problems outside the world, outside us, pretty much we can become pretty successful. But we shouldn't stop there. That's step four. Step four is to multiply our success. We have to go extra mile to go beyond our personal success. Guide others to reach their best. To be a leader, share our wisdom and knowledge, and train others. In doing so, we actually plant new seeds. I like a saying from Dr. Robert Schuller. Now, I'm not sure you know him or not.
He said,
yeah, we can count the number of seeds in an apple, but we can't count the number of apples in a seed. We never know how many people we can influence, how many fruits we can bear through others. Yeah, this is the four main steps to help people to grow their fullest in my book. I want to repeat that. First, find the last mission from God. Second, conquer our personal barriers. Third, overcome the obstacles in the world. Once we do these three steps, definitely we can reach the top of our life. However, don't stop there. Our fullest does not end there. We have to learn to multiply our success, develop others, so that we can reach our fullest.
Very good stuff, Ling. This is really cool stuff. Now, how do we come across your book? How do we get your book?
I think if people can go to my website. It's www.guru-2-your-fullest. They can contact me there, or they can just Google that. Guru to
your
fullest. They will find that in Amazon.
Okay, on Amazon. All right, Ling, this is fascinating stuff. You've demonstrated ways to overcome adversity and to realize your potential, and that's just perfect for this show. Congratulations to you, and I want to encourage everyone to take a look at your book. Ling, thank you so much for being here today on The Journey of Hope.
Thank you, too.
We're going to take another quick break, and we'll be right back. My name's Rodney Mathers, and you're on The Journey of Hope. Would love to hear from you. It's Mathers Rodney at yahoo.com, MathersRodney at yahoo.com. We've reached the end of another show. Thank you for listening today. I want to thank my special guest, Ling, and I want to remind you that if God is for you, who can be against you? We'll see you next time right here on The Journey of Hope.